Welcome back to our very special Bradcast Holiday Special. I'm Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. Coming up, one of my favorite Bradcast episodes from sometime in the early 40s. Enjoy, and oh yeah, happy holidays. Merry Christmas, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, and adventure lovers everywhere. Tonight, the Bradcast Radio Players present Henry Ford Science Fiction Theater of the Air. Tonight's episode, Buzz Edsel in Buzz Edsel and the Santa Surprise. But first, a word from the president and founder of the Ford Motor Company and the Fortson Coal Company, Mr. Henry Ho Ho Ford.
Good evening. This is Mr. Henry Ford of the Ford Motor Company of Dearborn, Michigan, wishing you and yours a warm and happy Yuletide. As I so often say, Christmas stands for the human factor which makes life tolerable midst the hurry of commerce and production. This time of year always reminds me of the frigid Michigan winters of my boyhood, back in the simple early times when we lacked many of the luxuries that make modern life so very splendid, like coal, good American coal heating. The best way to warm your family is with clean coal, such as the kind offered reliably and affordably by the Fordson Coal Company, of which I am the proud founder and president. Now, you didn't tune in your radio dials to listen to me educating you on how to live a more comfortable and industrious life, so, though it is likely you should have. And so now, instead, we'll present our story for this special holiday season, Buzz Edsel in Buzz Edsel and the Santa Surprise. I'm Henry Ford. We join 8-year-old Buzz and his best friend Billy Olander on a beautiful and snowy Christmas afternoon as they burst into the kitchen of Buzz's home in patriotic Dearborn, Michigan.
Mom! Mom!
Mrs. Edsel! Mrs. Edsel!
Boys, boys, what is all this commotion?
There's a whole lot of racket coming from that Mr. Philpott's garage. I think he's up to something to help the Japs.
Buzz, how many times do I have to tell you? Don't talk like that. Mr. Philpott's is a loyal American and isn't doing anything to help the Japs or any of the Axis powers.
Then what is he doing in there, Mom?
Well, I don't know, and I'm sure if he wanted us to know, he would tell us.
Oh, Mom!
Now you boys go outside and play. Christmas Eve dinner is almost ready.
Yes, Mom. Come on, Billy.
Bye, Mrs. Edsel.
Come on. Now let's go take a look in old man Philpott's garage window.
But your mom told us not to bother him.
We won't bother him. He'll never even know we're there. We'll be spying. For America. We're doing this for our men overseas fighting for freedom.
Oh, I plumb forgot about all that. It's like we gotta do it, ain't it?
Sometimes spying is the right thing to do, Billy. Let's go. Shh. We gotta be real quiet. Here we are at the window.
Gosh, it's so high up. How are we gonna look in?
I know. You kneel down in the snow, Billy, and I'll climb up on your back to take a look. Alley-oop.
You're kind of heavy, Buzz.
Shh! I think I see something.
Buzz, I don't think I can hold you up much.
Whoa!
What in tarnation is transpiring out here?
Uh-oh, Mr. Philpott!
Well, of course it is. Who else did you expect to be in me own garage, I ask yous?
Please don't hurt us, Mr. Philpott.
Hurt yous? Oh, now what do you take me for? And on Christmas Eve of all nights. Well, what are yous waiting for? Get on in here before yous catch your deaths of pneumonia.
Gosh, Buzz, look!
Oh my gosh, Mr. Philpott's, what happened to this place?
Look at all those flashing green and red lights!
Are they part of some new machine you're gonna use to try to take over the world?
Again?
Oh, heavens to Betsy, no, boys. I just spruced up the place a bit for the holidays.
Oh, you gotta admit, Buzz, it looks pretty Christmassy.
It sure does. But I know Philpott's, and he's always got some scheme up his sleeve.
Oh, it ain't what you think. Now, You know how those bums, Mr. Hitler and Mr. Hirohito...
Don't forget that Italian moose...
Mussolini. Yeah, he's a bad un too. Now, you know how these idiots is causing a world of troubles all over the planet?
You sure got that right.
Now, one of the reasons that they can be such a bother is the big strong armies that they got.
The USA has the greatest army ever.
Oh, true, true. But our boys could always do with a helping hand, I figure. And you know how we used my special Henry Ford Model Z travel mobile to travel all over the galaxy to places like Mars and Saturn, and then how them aliens was always bragging how they got the best armies and can beat anybody's army?
Yeah.
Now I got to thinking, them Axis guys always says the same thing. Now, I figured we'd bring them all together and see who really is the strongest.
You brought all their armies from outer space here with your machine?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I just brought their smartest scientists here. Now, Buzz and Billy, I'd like yours to meet Satelloid the Saturnite.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
The smartest scientist from Saturn is a girl?
Well, it is kind of a backwards planet.
Girls aren't smart enough to do science.
Or even math.
Well, and that's why I brought down her male supervisor, Sturmdrong the Saturnite.
I'm from Saturn, the smartest planet in the solar system.
If you're so smart, how come you gotta work with girls?
Come now, young man. Even here on your Earth, you have learned that when necessary, women could work in factories when the men are needed for more important tasks.
Gosh, I didn't think of that.
Yes, indeed. A woman is perfectly capable of doing a man's job, just not as well, and so long as she has proper male supervision.
But what job are these two doing on our planet?
We are here to bring our mighty armies to Earth to crush your Hitler.
He ain't my Hitler.
We will crush him. His army will bow to us.
Oh, now who can that be? Why, Mrs. Edsel, to what does I owe the pleasures of your company on this Christmas Eve?
Oh, I just wanted to make sure that Billy Olander and my boy Buzz weren't bothering you, as they tend to do.
Oh, those darling boys are never a trouble at all.
Say, what's with all the lights, Philpotts? Throwing a Christmas party?
Oh, who's that behind you? Tug Jones. Why do you always have to be sticking your bulky beak into my business?
I guess because your business is always causing trouble for everyone else, Philpotts.
Oh, come on. Get inside. It's Christmas Eve.
He's brought a Saturnite scientist and his lady assistant.
Uh-oh. What are you up to, Philpotts?
Oh, don't get your bustle in a tussle, Jones.
Yes, we are here to help you.
Your Mr. Philpotts has convinced us to bring our armies to Earth. We will smash Hitler and his puny army with science.
You're crazy, Philpotts. You can't team up with just anyone in the universe just because you want to win a war. You have to fight alongside people who share your values. Elsewise, what are you fighting for? To win? The Nazis are fighting to win. We need a higher cause than that.
Oh, really? Well, what about the Ruskies? They're on our side, and they deny the Almighty.
They may call themselves godless communists, and maybe they are. But with Hitler knocking on the Kremlin gates, I bet even Joe Stalin says his prayers when he goes to bed.
We will destroy Hitler, then get rid of Stalin. Then your world will be at peace under the rule of our iron fist.
See, like I said, they're on our side. What?
We will rule the Earth with our iron fist.
Ixnay on the Istvay and the Ulri of the Earth, eh?
What did he say? What kind of language is that?
It must be Saturnite. It sounds un-American to me. Philpotts, what have you done this time?
Well, that wasn't part of the bargain.
It is now.
They must not stop our evil plan. I will tie them up with my mighty Saturnite rope of science.
She's shooting ropes from her hands.
These science ropes are all over me. I can't move. They've got me all tied up.
They've got us all tied up.
Oh, this is all my fault.
You got that right, Philpotts.
Now that you cannot stop us, we will use your Model Z machine to bring all of our armies here to take over the Earth. And there's nothing you can do to stop us.
They've gone into the next room. I've got an idea. Mom, what time is it?
Oh, I'm tied up. I can't see my watch.
I can't see mine either, but you can see it from there.
What time does it say?
It's well past your bedtime, boys. Why, it's almost midnight.
Almost midnight. That's perfect. It's almost Christmas. Now, Billy, help me push my shoes off with your feet.
Okay, Buzz.
Great. Now help me take my socks off.
Buzz, taking your shoes and socks off in someone else's home? I raised you better than that.
Well, you can't spank me now, Mom. Your hands are tied. But we can't let being tied up stop us. First, I'm going to pick up my sock in my mouth.
Grr. Now I'm going to hop over here.
Where's he going? Buzz, what are you doing?
He's going over to the fireplace with a sock in his mouth. I can't imagine why he would do such a thing.
Well, he must be hopping mad.
I have returned. Our work on your machine is done. Now you pathetic humans are in for a surprise.
And so are you.
What's that? What's that noise?
The chimney falling apart! Danger! Danger!
What is happening to the chimney?
The thing that happens to chimneys every Christmas Eve.
Santa!
I knew you'd come if I hung my stocking by the chimney with care.
You have been a good little boy, Buzz Edsel, for the most part. And Billy Olander, but why are you here all tied up when you should be in bed asleep like all little good boys and girls?
It's them, Santa. They've been very naughty little boy and girl aliens.
Who are you, fat man?
Well, that is naughty.
This is the one and only Santa Claus.
But don't be ridiculous. Santa Claus is a myth.
There's no such thing as Santa.
No such thing as Santa. Well, that tears it. It's a lump of coal for each of you.
Oh, no. Coal. A Satanite's one weakness. I can't breathe.
That's one down.
The good old power of American coal.
There's still one alien left. Get him, Santa.
Stay back.
Oh, he's got a gun.
That's no normal gun. That's some kind of Saturnite zap ray gun.
He's gonna shoot Santa.
Not if I can help it. Get thee behind me, Santa.
Philpotts. Philpotts. He took the blast intended for Santa.
Who shall I shoot next?
You're never going to use that gun on anyone ever again.
Golly, Santa, you conked him right on the noggin with that chunk of American coal and knocked him out. With an arm like that, you should pitch for the Detroit Tigers.
Ho, ho, ho. I couldn't do that, Buzz. I'm far too busy making toys for all the good boys and girls of America.
But at least we won't be seeing any more aliens for a while.
That's right, Buzz. America is no place for aliens.
Oh, but you're all still tied up. Well, here's a little Christmas magic to unwrap you.
Well, that's better. I'm glad those Saturnite ropes of science are finally off of us.
How is poor Mr. Philpotts?
Oh, I'm a writer, but I've learned a valuable lesson tonight.
Oh, yeah? What's that, Philpotts?
Why, I've learned the value of good old all-American coal. And that you can't always trust science.
Ho, 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 ho. That's right. And now I've got to go. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, dear Santa.
Well done, Mr. Claus. It is I, Henry Ford, again, and I hope you all noted how Santa used good, clean, safe coal to save the day and protect our heroes, just as so many fathers across this great land use Fordson Coal Company coal to protect and warm their families in this holiday season. Our story tonight also mentioned the great conflict in which we are embroiled now in Europe and the Pacific, and I want to ensure the children at home that I'm confident this war will soon end peacefully. After all, Chancellor Hitler wrote compliments about me in that little book of his, and so we must know that he can be reasonable. From everyone at the Ford Motor Company of Dearborn, Michigan, and the Fordson Coal Company, this is Henry Ford wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas, and God bless us, everyone.
Tonight's broadcast radio theater players and the production of Buzz Edsel's Mighty Adventures featured voice portrayals by Paul Byrne, Brad Friedman, and Desi Doyen. Tonight's radio plays were written by Paul Byrne. On behalf of the broadcast radio theater players and the Henry Ford Science Fiction Theater of the Air, I bid you adieu and happy holidays to all. Until we meet again, find me on the Twitters at TheBradBlog or BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman. Good night, America.